On Oxford College of Emory University Week, can you find a sense of freedom behind bars? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nick Fassett, assistant professor of theater, details using the arts to help the imprisoned find their humanity.
According to social scientists, the United States now imprisons more people than any other country in history. And rates of incarceration show that the courts lock up black and brown people far more often than any other demographic. But these facts can often seem like lifeless numbers. Where can we go to learn the vital parts of the story? And how can we imagine a world where the prison is no longer necessary? Since the ancient Greeks, the theater has repeatedly dramatized imprisonment in order to stage social, political, and philosophical questions. Just as playwrights have depicted imprisonment, prisoners have historically turned to performance in order to reflect on their own lives so that audiences can bear witness to their passionate humanity. For example, in my experience creating performances with the Phoenix Players Theater Group, located in a men's maximum security prison in upstate New York, I witnessed incarcerated theater artists tell stories in order to transform themselves and to find a sense of freedom from behind prison walls. I came to understand that the prison system is ineffective at its stated mission of rehabilitation, at least in part because the prison ignores the broader social and economic contexts within which criminal acts occur. The prison itself stages a kind of performance. The prison performs an ideology of punishment that attacks complex social and political problems through an oversimplified process of dehumanization and death that is insufficient in dealing with human tragedy and, in fact, reproduces the very conditions that lead to tragedy in the first place.
That was Nick Fassett from Oxford College of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.